Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. work to end the war between Ukraine and Russia has signaled a rapid change in the region. ABC's Patrick Reeval in Ukraine says the U.S. wants access to valuable mineral rights in Ukraine as repayment.
The U.S. is also pressing Ukraine to accept a new U.N. resolution that no longer condemns Russia for the invasion. Zelensky himself is due to speak in a few hours, and Russian officials are openly celebrating the sudden shifts. And here in Ukraine, there is anger and worry that President Trump is increasingly aligned more with Vladimir Putin than with them.
The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a peaceful night but did not announce any change to his condition, which Saturday was described as critical. The 88-year-old suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis and continues to receive high-flow oxygen. Confusion in the federal government as the Office of Personnel Management, directed by Elon Musk, told employees to reply with five accomplishments from the prior week. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
We'll be right back with more dreams. Maybe a scary one. Who knows? I know. Ha 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 ha. This is Ghostbusters. We're dreaming the morning away. And why not? Sometimes it beats reality.
Anniversary of Lights Out. After 4 years of fantasy and imagination, chills and thrills, Lights Out celebrates by bringing to the microphone the internationally known actor whose name has become synonymous with the unusual and fantastic. The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting Boris Karloff in the first of a special series of Lights Out broadcasts.
Lights out, everybody.
Lights Out presents another psychological drama, a play in which the principal part is taken not by the character himself, but his thoughts. The voice you are about to hear is that of the thoughts of one Darrell Hall, accused murderer.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine today, a light south breeze, and highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, more clouds set to roll in, lows in the lower 30s. On Monday, partly sunny, lower 40s, with a little rain chance Monday into Monday night. Right now, it's 28.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Pat Kreitlow will not be around Monday morning. Luke Mathers will handle a Civic Media Mornings review of weekend headlines as he and Greg hold down the fort.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Right now at Menards. Keep your walls and trim protected with Scotch Blue Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. This multi-surface tape can be easily removed without leaving behind residue, making it perfect for your next painting project. Save big money on Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back we are, the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the star, till high noon central. I'm Lou Regani, your host, as we dream the morning away. It's Seth MacFarlane from Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty.
I know you, I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they see. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once the way you did once upon a dream. Upon a dream, I know you. That gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know that it's true that visions are seldom all they see. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, just the way you did once. Once upon a dream.
Seth MacFarlane and Bruce Broughton, a big band. Tchaikovsky, 1959. Walt Disney. And Mary Costa.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream. Love, love, love. But if I know you, I know what you'll do.
George Bruns adopted Tchaikovsky for Sleeping Beauty. What a job. Music of the Stars.
I know you. I walk with you on what a dream. I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. So afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance would break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream.
But Lonzo. Anton Rubinstein and Anthony Newley on the Music of the Stars. Good morning.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together. Wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you. You're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. Fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you. You're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me.
Johnny Mercer again. The Music of the Star.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, I'll share your love in dreams that once was mine. Send me the pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on it too. So long for you to write me. has left for me. Send me the pillow that you dream on. So, darling, I can dream on it too. So, darling, I can dream on it too.
Being alone with pillow talk. When it's all said and done, two heads together can be better than one. That's what they say, they always say.
A cylinder record from 1918. Oh, really?
I wonder tonight where the moon softly beams into the past through a garden of dreams. There I will linger with you, dear, once more, as I did. And you were my dream. We lived in the palace of gold. Each beautiful dream brought you nearer, it seemed. Close in my arms to unfold. I dreamed of you. Dreamer, and you were my dream.
heaven? Or am I really with you? Who are you? Are you an angel? Or just a dream that's too good to be true? Can moonlight be so enchanting? Can kisses be so divine? Where am I? Am I in heaven? Can it be true that you are mine?
I first heard this song on a James Milton picture, Stars Over Broadway on Warner Brothers. It was written by Al Dubin. And I have a recording, I don't know how good it is, of James Milton doing that. I love the guy's work. Well, here. This is the music of the stars, and we're dreaming the morning away. Here's Gordon Jenkins. And I'll see if I can find that. Oh yeah, here it is. I found it.
In the fifth dream, I found myself on a small and friendly river. I'd been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Andy. Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. One time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes. And shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Nope, no angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass, in the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No, I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old. The years ahead are growing thin. And I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, Princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Now, if you're proud of me and I'm proud of you, it's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days, I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, Princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring, and we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, Princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky, that we'd always be lucky because we had the angels on our side, and they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, Princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue. Everything she wore was old. But the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, Princess?
All right, Andy.
I will.
Gordon Jenkins.
I built a dreamboat to sail the sea. With you by my side when it sailed. Your eyes were the light that would guide my way. A love light that never failed. Arms I fashioned in sails of white, your kisses to keep breezes warm, and then I pictured your heart of gold as an anchor in the storm. Too late, and you are gone. Now, here on the shore, as I stand alone and watch the moon that has paled, I'm left with nothing to call my own. Ship that never sailed.
Say that you'll be mine forever.
Are you dreamboat? Your lovable dreamboat. The kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the seven seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe. Sincerely, I love you so dearly. I'd follow you, darling, to any shore. You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, say that you'll be mine forevermore.
Paul McCogan, and next up, the Ink Spots. 1942.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Next up, Michelle Legrand with Jack Jones. Music by the great Bergmans, Marilyn and Al. Great stuff.
Little boy lost, in search of a little boy found. You go wondering, wandering, stumbling, tumbling round, round. When will you find
what's on the tip of your mind. Why are you blind to all you ever were, never were, really are, nearly are, little boy false? In search of little boy true, will you be ever done traveling, always unraveling you? As for fishing in streams, for pieces of dreams, those pieces will never fit. What is the sense of it, little boy blue? Don't let your little sheep roam. It's time, come blow your horn, meet the morn. Look and see, can you be far?
Someday I'll do a show all about the Bergmans and their great contributions. Gordon Jenkins, from his album Night Dreams on Capitol.
Thank you.
The Music of the Stars want to say good morning to all our affiliates on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Baldwin, WSCM 95.7. Julie London. This gal, you never know what to expect, but it's always good, I think. Mrs. Jack Webb for a long time. Pete King and the orchestra.
I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again. Never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh, it's so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two, our crazy duets at dawn. Those crazy moments with you, don't tell me they are gone. Never to fill your glass with wine again. Never to feel your lips on mine again. Oh, no, no, no. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. It must have been something I dreamed last night.
Leroy Anderson. Even the title is sad. Forgotten Dreams. Music of the Stars. Now, these tunes will be back on podcasting. I got to tell you, I'm a big Leroy Anderson fan. Mitchell Parrish actually put lyrics to this. They keep returning through years of yearning. No matter how I try, forgotten dreams won't die. Somewhere in a crowded place, though she isn't there, you'll see her face. Somewhere you'll hear her name, and suddenly you know the thrill is still the same. You're still remembering the thrill. One day you loved her, one day you lost her, and now you wonder why. Forgotten fears won't dry. They keep returning, the flame still burning, though love has said goodbye. Forgotten dreams won't die.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day from the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he'll resign his office if Ukraine can join NATO. President Trump last week called Zelensky a dictator in a war of words. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York says Zelensky needs Trump.
This kind of, you know, back and forth, saying that the president is falling for Russian disinformation, does not help his cause for sure.
Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy to the Middle East, says he'll travel to the region this week for talks focusing on entering a second phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Prayers continue from around the world for Pope Francis. The Vatican says he continues to receive high-flow oxygen in a Rome hospital. Saturday, the Vatican said he was in critical condition. Federal workers around the country confused by a weekend email directed by Elon Musk instructing them to reply by Monday with five achievements from the last week. This is ABC News.
I'm James.